Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Today's scripture is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Well, well, patience is an interesting concept. It is about how we handle adversity, delays, unpleasant circumstances, and trouble. Our first thought, at least mine, is how often I am caught in traffic and am irritated with the slow or distracted driver in front of me. That driver who is keeping me from my destination for no obvious reason. In the end, I might be delayed by 1 or 2 minutes, but the frustration I feel and the anger I feel is just not an example of patience at all. I am the only one affected by that childish outburst. As I was thinking about this scripture, I realized that frustration and impatience often go hand in hand and might even be confused. Frustration is more about the inability to cope with situations, much like a child learning a new skill who throws a tantrum when their early efforts are not successful. Impatience, on the other hand, is about unwillingness to wait for something. We often tap our foot, honk our horn, drum our fingers, or pour out those great big sighs. Our scripture today tells us to be patient with each other, making allowances for each other. I must say my mother lived this to the fullest. No matter the circumstances, she always rallied with the most kind reason someone might behave in a manner that annoyed the rest of us. With these kind words, she reminded us that we should remember to love others and accept their faults, behaviors, attitudes, whatever the situation, with grace and love. After all, God still loves us even when we are not well behaved. She hoped that her example of patience would grow in us, and we would learn that getting angry or upset out of a lack of patience would diminish over time. She strongly wanted our capacity to overlook and accept these situations without responding negatively, complaining, or getting riled up. She expected us to love first and to live in harmony with others. Patience is something that has grown in me over time. I have learned that some situations that challenge my patience are simply out of my control, and I must turn them over to God and quit trying to fix them on my own. I must be patient with others and myself. Recently, a situation with a family member was resolved after several years. At first, I tried my way to make things better, and then I gave it to God. Out of the blue, with patience, love, and persistent prayer, the relationship was renewed. The peace that follows is abundant. I think the message says it well. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily, pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences. So, we must learn to be, and willing to be, patient, to seek harmony and to love even when we don't understand, even when we are delayed and our plans are turned upside down. Patience allows us to work through conflicts and misunderstandings so that we might have harmony and peace in our lives and relationships with others. May we pray together. Gracious and loving God, be with us as we grow in our ability and desire to be patient. Allow us to be quick to listen and understand, to see that just as you are patient with our shortcomings, we too should recognize the differences of our fellow travelers and truly seek to live in harmony. You call us to love others and to be patient with them. Guide us as we grow in our love and service with you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Today's podcast was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.